Title: Setting Deadlines for Specific Production Skills Intermediate, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that sounds almost too simple, but it's one of the biggest level-ups for intermediate drum and bass producers, setting deadlines for specific production skills. Not finish a track this week, that's vague and it turns into endless tweaking. Instead, we're using skill-specific deadlines. Short, measurable time boxes that force decisions, build repeatable habits, and get you out of the loop trap. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 45 to 60 second rolling DNB sketch, drums that feel like DNB, a rolling Reese plus sub that locks with the groove, a basic intro into drop into variation, and a quick mix prep and bounce. Most importantly, you'll have a system you can reuse every session. Here's the mindset for the whole lesson. When the timer ends, you commit and move on. The win isn't perfection. The win is momentum and reps. Step 0, set your skill deadline board. 5 minutes, max. Before you touch sound design, we're going to make the plan visible inside Ableton, so you don't negotiate with yourself later. Go to bar 1 and drop a locator named Goals. Now look down at the info view in the bottom left. Paste or type something like this. Session target, 90 minutes total. Drums groove, 20 minutes. Bass loop, 20 minutes. Arrangement, 25 minutes. Mix prep plus bounce, 15 minutes. Rule: if it's not done when time's up, commit and move on. And yes, use a timer. Phone timer, desktop timer, whatever. The timer is your producer coach. When it rings, you print something. Extra coach tip: use micro deadlines inside each block. This is how you prevent drift. For example, in the 20-minute drum block, you're not waiting 20 minutes to realize you're lost. You create decision points. At plus 5 minutes, kick and snare are locked, and levels are roughly balanced. At plus 12, hats and ghost notes are in and swing is applied. At plus 18, you have one fill and your drum bus processing. At plus 20, commit, consolidate or resample and move on. Now step 1. Build a DNB ready Ableton template. You only do this once, and it multiplies your deadlines forever. Set tempo to 172 to 176 BPM. Start at 174. Time signature is 4/4. Set global quantization to 1 bar so everything launches clean. In arrangement view, set up groups: drums, bass, music, and effects. And add 2 return tracks. Return A is short verb. Use hybrid reverb on a room algorithm. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And low cut the reverb, around 200 to 400 Hz so your low end doesn't smear. Return B is dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 20 to 35%, and filter it. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9K. Add a tiny bit of modulation just for movement, not seasickness. Save this as a template set when you're done. Future you will thank you. Now we hit the main part. 4 deadline skills. Skill deadline number 1. Drum groove in 20 minutes. Your goal is a playable 8-bar loop that already feels like drum and bass. Not a beat, a groove that could carry a drop. Start a MIDI track inside the drums group called Drums Core. Drop in a drum rack. Core kick and snare first. You've got 5 minutes for this section. At 174 BPM, the classic anchor is snare on beats 2 and 4. Lock that in. For the kick, start simple. Put a kick on beat 1, then add another kick before the snare. A good starting push is around 1.3. If you're not sure, place it, listen, and move it slightly earlier or later until it feels like it's leaning into the snare. Now immediately do one workflow move that keeps things musical. Open the groove pool and add a swing 16 groove lightly, like 10 to 20%. We're not trying to make it funky house. We just want it to breathe and feel human. Also, add a locator at bar 9 that says drums done 20 m. That's your commitment line in the sand. Next, hats and shuffle. You've got about 7 minutes here. Add a second MIDI track called Drums Hats. A classic approach. Start with closed hats on 8th notes, but remove a few hits. DNB needs air. If everything is filled, nothing feels fast. Then add a quieter 16th shuffle hat. Keep it subtle. It's not the star, it's the motion blur. To make this quick and not tedious, use the stock velocity MIDI device. Add a little random, like 5 to 15, so repeated hats don't sound like a machine gun. And if hats are jumping out, pull the drive slightly negative. Then throw an auto filter on the hats and high pass them somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Hats don't need low end. If you want a touch of movement, add a tiny envelope amount, but don't get lost. Remember, deadline. Next, ghost notes and ride energy. 5 minutes. Add very low velocity ghost snares just before the main snare to create urgency. A couple of example placements are around 1.4.3 and 3.4.3, but don't worship the grid. The point is, little pre-snare taps that make the snare feel heavier when it lands. Then add a ride or crash at phrase starts, like bar 1 and bar 5. This gives your 8 bars a 2-phrase structure immediately. Finally, quick drum bus glue. 3 minutes. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're looking for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not domination. After that, add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive it 1 to 4 dB, just enough to thicken and control peaks. And here's the rule. At 20 minutes, you stop. Even if it's imperfect, this is skill training, not a masterpiece audition. Extra coach move, the 2-track rule. During the drum block, only change drums core and drums hats. Don't start building atmospheres. Don't start browsing bass patches. Lock everything else. This prevents quick improvements turning into a full production detour. When the timer hits, commit. Consolidate your best 8-bar drum loop into a single clip and duplicate it. Or even resample the drums group to auto. That printing step is what kills the temptation to tweak forever. Kill deadline number 2. Rolling bass loop in 20 minutes. Goal, a bass that locks with the drums and leaves room for the kick and snare. We are not trying to write the bass line of the year. We're building a usable drop engine. Create a MIDI track called Bass Reese. Use Wave Eatable because it's fast and it's stock. Oscillator 1. A saw or sawish wave. Oscillator 2. Slightly detuned, like 8 to 20 cents. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but don't go super wide yet. Wide low end is how you lose punch and clarity. Then add devices in this order. First, saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on. Second, auto filter. Low pass or band pass depending on taste. If you're using an instrument rack, map the cutoff to a macro so you can automate it later fast. Third, a compressor or glue compressor just for control. Not for pumping yet, just to keep it from jumping all over the place. Now the sublayer. 5 minutes. Create another MIDI track called bass sub. Use operator. Oscillator on a sine wave. Keep it clean. Add very light saturator if needed, and EQ8 if you want to low pass around 80 to 120 Hz to keep the sub focused. Keep the sub mono. That's non-negotiable for most D&B systems. Important coaching note. The sub should follow the Reese notes, but the rhythm can be simpler. If things get muddy, simplify the sub rhythm first. The crowd doesn't care if your sub is clever. They care if it hits consistently. Now sidechain to the kick. 4 minutes. On the bass group, or just the Reese, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and select the kick as the input. Sometimes you'll need to choose the drum rack chain output, depending on routing. Don't get stuck here, just make sure the compressor is listening to the kick. Settings, ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and this is key. Tune the release to the groove. Too fast and it chatters. Too slow and the bass disappears. Aim for about 2 to 6 dB of ducking. Enough that the kick punches through, but not so much that the bass sounds like it's gasping. Now write an 8-bar bass phrase. 3 minutes. Keep it simple. A classic rolling trick is, same notes, but rhythm changes slightly on bar 4 or bar 8. Variation without rewriting your entire idea. If you want a quick phrase end moment, do a tiny pitch drop at the end of bar 8. Either with pitch bend or a note change. And the rule again, at 20 minutes, freeze your choice. No new bass presets. If you want to commit hard, freeze and flatten a resampled version and keep the MIDI muted underneath for safety. Optional sound design fast lane. If you want a more designed Reese without losing an hour, add erosion very subtly before saturator for texture. Add chorus ensemble gently for width. Then resample 8 bars to Audino. Warp in Complex Pro, slice a few interesting movement moments, reverse one slice at the phrase end. You'll get the D&B personality quickly, without falling into the synth rabbit hole. Kill deadline number 3. Arrange a 45 to 60 second sketch in 25 minutes. This is where you stop looping and start thinking like a track. Go to Arrangement View and block it out with locators. Here's a simple structure. Bars 1 to 9. Intro. DJ friendly. Bars 9 to 25. Drop. 16 bars. Bars 25 to 33, variation or mini break, 8 bars. Bars 33 to 41, drop return, 8 bars. Depending on tempo and exact bars, that's roughly 45 seconds to a minute. Practical arrangement moves that work fast. In the intro, filter the drums, remove the sub, and maybe add a little atmosphere if you have it. But don't create new musical problems. Your intro is mainly an energy ramp. At the drop, full drums and bass come in. In the variation, create negative space. Remove the kick for two bars. Add a fill. Then reintroduce. For transitions, use stock tools. Auto filter on the drums group for a high pass sweep into the drop. Utility on the bass group to automate gain down by 2 to 6 dB during the mini break, and do a reverb throw. Send one snare hit hard into your short verb on the last beat before the drop. Here's a coach concept that makes minimal arrangements feel pro. Energy lanes. Automate 3 lanes across the minute. Lane 1, drum brightness. Solely open the hats high pass into the drop. Lane 2, bass density. Fewer notes in the intro and mini break. Full rhythm in the drop. Lane 3, space. More reverb send in breaks, less in drops. Even with just drums and bass, this creates a sense of story. Another fast upgrade. 2 bar impact moments. Little markers that repeat. At bar 8, remove the kick for half a bar, then do a snare verb throw. At bar 16, do a tiny fill and mute the bass for one beat. At bar 24, hit a crash or ride and spike a bass automation, like filter or drive. Now the checkpoint. At the 25-minute arrangement deadline, you must have a beginning and an end. If it plays through from start to finish, you win. Do the mute test. Mute the music group entirely. If the sketch still works, you're good. Then mute the bass for 4 bars in the variation. If it feels intentional rather than broken, you've created real structure. Skill deadline number 4. Mix prep and bounce in 15 minutes. Goal. A listenable reference you can review. This is not a mixdown session. It's quick cleanup so you can judge your ideas accurately. First 10 minutes. Cleanup checklist. Put a Q8 on hats and Atmos and high-tass anything that doesn't need low-end. Low-end clutter is the fastest way to lose headroom and punch. On the sub-track, use utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub. Check headroom on the master. Rough target. Peaks around minus 6 dB. If it's too hot, pull down your groups. Don't start chain stacking limiters to solve gain staging. If you want a light master chain for reference only, add a limiter with ceiling at minus 0.8 dB, and don't slam it. If it's constantly smashing, back off your groups. That's the real fix. This audio version is shortened for playback.